One guy that's going to be in the center of it all, Doug Plagans, with USA Hockey, as we are very pleased to announce joining us here, one of the original Florida Panthers, in John Van Beesbrouck. Beeser, good to see you, and I know that this is really surreal for you because you're a part of, let's first talk about the draft. You know a lot of these kids that are coming through, now they're getting picked, and what it's like, their families sitting up in the stands and the sacrifices and that. Take us through how excited you are on day two of the NHL draft.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Randy, and it's good to speak to the Panther faithful once again.
Yeah,
the draft is exciting. It's unpredictable. And, you know, for the U.S. National Development Program, which is our centerpiece in the United States now, a lot of guys coming off the board, Matias Samuelsson first in the second round of Buffalo, who's a captain there and a real great athlete, the son of Shell, who played in Philly for a long time. We played with him a little bit. I mean, I think Moles in New York, were you there?
No. I played against him, wasn't there. Yeah.
But anyway, tall drink of water. And
just like his dad.
But a lot of talented defensemen in the draft right now. And they're coming off the board because you build from your back end. You know, yesterday, from the U.S. National Development Program, Keandre Miller, a great athlete. The Rangers went up to pick him. So those are some of the centerpieces, and there's great athletes in the United States, and they're growing.
It's amazing, isn't it, Beeser?
Yeah.
By the time you retired, how far hockey has developed and the development of great hockey players throughout the NHL since that time and where we're sitting here today?
Well, a great example of that is, you know, I have the great privilege now to run our men's national teams and the World Junior team. And our World Junior team will have two teams of players, so 42, going to Kamloops, B.C. for that whole selection process. Yeah. I mean, we couldn't find two teams in, you know, back in the day. I mean, you're knocking on doors.
Yeah.
So we had two teams, plus we have probably two more teams we could have selected. And so the player pool is very rich, and that's your point. It's a rich player pool, and they're coming from all over. Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Gothisburg.
Yep.
You got
Texas.
Matthews,
Arizona.
I mean, we're getting some of the best athletes, too.
Beeser, talk a little bit. We're talking with John Van Beesbrouck here, Assistant Executive Director of Hockey Operations for USA Hockey. For our hockey fans down in South Florida listening on WQAM, what is that, and what does that entail?
Yeah, so my roles is what you're really pertaining to there. I'm in charge of all international hockey, okay? So on the men's side, that's the Olympic.
World Junior,
Olympic, men's, and, you know, anything that has to do with an international event. On the women's side as well, so responsible. And, you know, our Olympic women won the gold medal.
Yep.
So claps and a shout-out to Reagan Carey and her crew, and Rob Stauber, who is the coach of that team. And then we have another discipline inside USA Hockey that doesn't get a lot of fanfare but is coming on strong, and that is called sled hockey.
Yes.
A lot of people know it through our Wounded Warriors programs and things like that. But within that discipline, Randy, there's also blind hockey now. I mean, that's one of our new disciplines, and it's the most amazing thing that you'd ever see, that, you know, blind people have and disabled blind people have an access to play this wonderful sport. And it's amazing to see the many features and the, you know, just to hear the stories of, you know, blind hockey players being able to get on. I mean, it's amazing. I can't even describe it to you because it's so awesome, you know, and how they would
great.
Get to. I know there's a ton of questions. When I say that, then people say, well, how is there a blind hockey player? How could they actually do it? They have this thing worked out. It's a science. You know, the puck beeps, and it's just amazing, and their senses come out. But it's a fantastic way to, you know, have disabled people being able to play this great sport.
I had a number of coaches that used to accuse me of being blind while I played hockey. But
yeah, we accuse the whole officiating society of being.
Yeah. John Van Beesbrouck here with us and doing great work for USA Hockey. And going into this coming season, 18-19, is going to be the 25th anniversary season for the Panthers. And, of course, you being an original Panther, hard to believe 25 years has already passed. What sticks out when you think back to those early days?
Well, there's a lot of things that stick out. One of them is seeing a lot of our colleagues here at the draft and running teams. And
Tommy Fitz.
You know, and the great work that went into that team, which, you know, we had a nice replay because the Vegas Golden Knights went on a bit of a run, and everybody was asking me questions and how it was similar to our 96 run. And the feature that we were all cast-offs and coming together, and that whole we had a purpose to play and all 20 guys brought it every night, there's a lot of similarity too. But those are the things that I think about because they haven't really changed, even though the game's advanced and it's changed. But when guys come together and put their will to it and everybody shares and gets the credit together, that's what hockey's made of. And that's what I think of those teams when we first started there. That's what built, I think, our fan base. And, you know, when I go back to Florida, I was back there, my mom lives there, and things like that. When I get back to games, I see some of the old fans there. I'm like, man, you're still there. And it's wonderful to see. And after 25 years, the silver anniversary, you know, there's a lot of great things happen. And I you know, to the fans out there, it was a sore loss to lose Mr. Torrey, yeah.
Mr. Huizenga
at the same time. So, you know, it's just credit to those builders of the game. They mean so much to us, you know, and they're what I call custodians of the game. They passed it on, and they carry the torch, and it's just wonderful to see and look forward to the party.
Yeah, and you'll be a big part of it as well, as the Panthers will kick off their 25th season in the National Hockey League. John Van Biesbrouck joins us here, Assistant Executive Director of the Hockey Operations. Now, do you have to – is you're based out of Colorado Springs, correct?
No, I'm going to be basing originally out of Plymouth at the U.S. National Development Program's offices there.
Oh, that's good. Then that's close to your Michigan home.
Yep, close to where I'm.
Your lovely wife, Rosalyn, will not have to pack up once again and move to Colorado Springs.
She can stay, as she's well known to our grandkids, as Nan. So Nan will stay around and be there to be able to nanny a lot of the kids.
Oh, that's
wonderful. But the good thing is that, you know, our arena there at USA Arena, formerly known as CompuWare Arena, is a real centerpiece. I mean, they've done a great job of transforming it. There's a little bit of a museum in there, a wall built to the memories and the builders of USA Hockey. You know, our players are having an orientation, the new ones that are coming in, the 02 birth years, believe that, 02's coming in.
Well, we're shocked we see the 2000 birthdays getting drafted here.
And
my shoes I bought in 02 that I'm wearing right now.
But the point is that we see a lot of former players' sons coming through. You know, and when you see, like we just talked about, Matias Samuelson, but there's so many, the Tkachuks, you know, and the legends that of the game and their offspring coming through, and there's more to come. Obviously, you know, the centerpiece coming through next year and likely the first overall pick in next year's draft, Jack Hughes. And I don't know if you've seen him play, but folks, you're gonna not gonna be able to take your eyes off this kid. And he's playing at our rink there every night. So come to USA Arena and come and watch the best athletes in the United States with our U.S. national program. But I'd say this is that, going back to where we started, it's so exciting for me, you know, to be given the privilege to not only oversee all the operations on the hockey side within USA Hockey, but to see, you know, the growth of the game. I mean, it is growing, and it's growing fast on every side of it. You know, it's crazy to see the 8U numbers going through the roof.
Yeah.
Even down in Florida, the numbers are growing, and a lot of it is credit to the Florida Panthers and the community work that
And the alumni, like yourself. Well, kudos to you, John. I know you've worked hard ever since the day you hung up your pads, and that you've been involved in hockey and the growth. And I know you love seeing these young players and how they've developed and continue to develop. So congratulations on your new role. We will see you down in South Florida in October, and that'll be part of the celebration, part of Legacy Saturdays. John Van Beesbrook, and that when the Panthers play their start their 25th anniversary season. Beezer, all the best. Yep. Love to Roslyn and the kids and the grandkids and that, and good luck with your new position.
Thanks. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks right. very much for being here with us. John Van Beesbrook, original Panther, and again, as we talked about it right there, USA Hockey Assistant Executive Director of Hockey Operations, doing lots of great work for hockey in the United States, and of course was one of the early ambassadors for the game in South Florida when the Panthers came to be back in 1993. So
you see so many, as John mentioned, and I know he could have gone on and on about those early Panther years and the success they had. And look at all the players, the former players are now prominent members of NHL teams, the Mellenbees and the Fitzgeralds, and it goes on and on and on. And of course, Beezer with his new role and that. So congratulations to him.